Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, welcome to My Good Bad Brain. It's a podcast about mental health and being a person from me, Jared Sleeper, who's absolutely not a professional or an expert of any kind. I'm just a little bit crazy with some diagnosed stuff, and I talk about it very openly. That's what it is. With other people, too. But today, it's just me. If you like the pod, give us some support by throwing dough at patreon.com/mygoodbadbrain, or just leave us a review. That's nice. That's really helpful. Or just tell people. Yeah, that's also great. I don't know. So happy you're here. I really am. The theme song. Let's get into it.
Welcome to my good bad brain. I'm a normal person, so I'm insane. I've got depression and ADHD, but I'm doing better since I medicated me. I'm still not always sure whether I exist or what being a person even really is. But I figured out a long time ago that being alive is beautiful.
Hello. Hi. I'm Jarrett. This is My Good Bad Brain, and this is going to be today's brain breather. This is the 51st episode. So literally, Area 51. Man, that is really dumb. I want to kick off two things on my mind. One, I want to revisit my last brain breather, feeling like a ghost, and my personal experiences since then to now, 2 weeks. Two, what I think I want, the main thing I'm just going to discuss, responses that I'm having to are Ariana Grande, Jim Carrey, and this notion of deep rest and their feelings about the idea of being depressed. And man, it is exciting always. It's wonderful. I still think when people who are in the public eye in a big, big, big way bring up mental health stuff. And yeah, it's great. But I guess, I don't know. There's like a little bit about it bugs me. There's like a little thing about this one. So I think there's a lot attached to it that I love also. But hey, whatever. So let me just talk about myself, because I think it segues into this, myself, my experience of the feeling like a ghost thing. You know, I went to my therapist that week, and rather humorously, I think, one of the first things we get to talking about is my medications, and when I'm taking them, if I'm taking them at the times I'm supposed to, basically. And as I'm sitting there, you know, listening to her ask me these questions and thinking about the answers. The day that you stayed up till 6 a.m., you don't want to tell me, because when did you take your medication that day? I would say I was taking the insomnia antidepressant thing that I'm supposed to take at a set time every night to help me sleep. I'm supposed to take it at a set time. I'm not supposed to just take it when I finally wander over to the bed, which ensures that I'll sleep way too much and mess up the next day and continue the whole thing of feeling behind and fucked up and whatever. So that, yeah, so no, I didn't. I didn't take it at the right time. And what about the Adderall on the day that you were having these episodes, these reactions? Did you take the afternoon one or what did you do? And when I realized that, like, no, I hadn't, I felt silly. I was like, yeah. She's like, I think we gotta do that first, you know, before we do anything about changing anything. I think you should, first of all, she made me promise that I called her if I had another weird, bad episode, while it was happening, if it was felt really messed up, which was very kind of her and good of her. And also that I promise I would obey my phone's reminders and I'd keep the schedule on the medication and then we'll see what happens. Well, what do you know? It's been incredibly regulating, like incredibly. And in some ways that's a relief, you know? Oh, well, if you take care of yourself, if you do things at a certain rhythm, it's good for you that you have tools, right? That's a relief. Otherwise, it's annoying and adds to the first thing about which I was just going to talk about was like mood swings, basically. These horrible mood swings I would be having sometimes in the same afternoon, you know, going from feeling like a total fucking failure. Everything that you hear or take in is a way to resonate with you and give you a good example of how you're fucking up in this moment. You're bad, to just being like, wait, what's going on? Like, total normal perspective on myself, a normal amount of sincerity and sarcasm, perspective on myself, the universe, things, a feeling of humor, a big feeling of humor. Again, I've noticed when I really don't feel like myself is when like my humor goes away. And I realized like so much of where I was going was like down this path of like not laughing about stuff, like getting super duper serious, which again, you're not one or the other. I think I'm super duper serious and artsy fartsy. Serious in a sometimes fucking sad way or serious in a political way, and all those things exist in me. But I don't know. I think the part that I feel the most me is when I'm able to have humor, and when that disappears from me, I feel very strange. So these mood swings were freaking me out. I get back on some self-care. I'm keeping my schedules. I'm keeping my things, and I've been doing more exercise a little bit here and there, and I've just been reaching out and not isolating with work and professional stuff, and it's been great. And I guess the other part that bugged me about this, obviously, is this idea that like, oh, am I gonna have to fucking always take medication to be okay? You know, is it always gonna be predicated on that? Did I hit my deadlines, or did I hit my time, whatever, that I'm supposed to drop this pill and then you'll be fine. But if you ever don't, you're going to go fucking crazy. That's a horrible thought. It just doesn't feel good. And I don't know why exactly. I guess, you know, because you got to eat and drink every day. You got to drink water and eat food every day. It's like there's a million things that you got to do every day to stay well. I guess the idea of a medication, because it seems so man-made, I don't know, because it's a substance that is a chemical that is unnatural. Although that word is also so funny. Like we are part of nature. We're just a part of nature that seems to have transcended it. But why is this any more transcendent than like the incredible networks of tunnels or whatever that ants can make? You know, why is this that much more complex? It seems like just as complex, but like more clever, you know? Just like added horsepower to the same amount of complexity. You know what I mean? Like we're still part of, like anything we do is inherently part of nature. Even if that includes destroying the planet. Which like, you know, viruses don't have a problem just like totally destroying their host. It doesn't take them outside of nature. You know? Anyway. Cheery thoughts, pip, pip, cheerio. I think I just prefer to be self-sufficient as much as possible. The fewer needs externally that I have, the better I feel. And so this idea that like, oh, well, what if society collapses and you can't get that medicine anymore? You're just going to be crazy every day? That's a hard one for me to face. And I don't know. I don't know the answer to it, obviously. I'm just not ready yet, I guess, to do that. So let's just go from that idea, right? Let's let from there... Let us let Ariana and Jim enter. You know what I mean? I'd say that I rather enjoy both of these people. Ariana Grande, I think fucking so much of that Thank You Next album was so good and very wavy vibes on her Instagram. I like appreciate that. And Jim Carrey's just, you know, he's Jim Carrey, man. Ace Ventura, The Mask. Those are huge parts of me growing up. Whatever. I don't have problems with these individuals too much. You know what I mean? That's not what it's not even a, I don't know. I feel like I'm really framing this as a problem, but I just think this is an interesting thing. It's whatever. Here's the thing that he shared. Cause he had said this thing about like, deep rest, the word depressed. So this is the excerpt that he shared. Ultimately, the word depressed can be spoken as deep rest. We can choose to view depression not as a mental illness, but as a state of deep rest, a spiritual exhaustion that we enter into when we are depressed, pressed down. Clever. By the weight of the false self, the mask, the mind-made story of me. We long to stop pretending and express our raw truth, to give voice to our secret loneliness, our shame, our broken hearts, boredom, and brilliant rage. Depression's call to truth needs to be listened to and understood, not analyzed or medicated away. There's no shame in your exhaustion. We're all exhausted, my love. Slow down today. Allow yourself to rest deeply and weep and breathe and begin again. Now, I say our depression is holy. It contains the seeds of new life. That's from someone named Jeff Foster. And like, you know, on one hand, it's beautiful, man. I love that. I love a lot about that. I think you're right. I think a lot of the time about this idea of depression. Is it crazy to be depressed by a world that's like objectively depressing? You know, it's fucked up out there. It looks bad. We've created insane, completely, you know, after all I said about what's natural, what's not, but very unnatural demands on our brains and our systems and our lives. We live in a world that's like essentially not free. You know, we rely on these arbitrary things too that I think our somatic system doesn't understand really, like money. We understand power coming from physicality or from speech and the power of like love and the mind and just enjoying things or whatever. We don't understand it coming power and then helplessness from money. I don't think on some essential level. So yeah, on the one hand, this idea that depression isn't a quote-unquote bad thing that should be dealt with in a medicated way or you know, gotten rid of, but honored, listened to, because it's real and it's trying to tell you something. On the one hand, I kind of agree with a lot of that. Yeah, I do think that my body screaming at me that something's fucked up all goddamn day, every day, is on some level right. On some level, I can look objectively and I can see that. It makes me feel like the people who are not going crazy, I mean, they're the crazy ones, right? They're the crazy ones, maybe. Or often they're the ones that it's working out for. And, you know, insofar as something could be working out. But the point is this, I guess, getting back around, I guess that is actually related. Because I see this and I'm like, yeah. I mean, I'm an artist, right? And I'm this like struggling creative my whole life, taking that word, like starving artist, that kind of thing. Never really found yet the one thing that's my thing. I don't know. I just feel overwhelmed all the time. A lot of feelings, a lot of thoughts about all of it. It feels like there's some unanswerable question about what it is to be human, but it feels very important. Just consumed with this spirituality and this philosophy, and then endlessly fascinated, amused, and horrified and disgusted by the way people treat each other and the things that they think are real and the games they buy into and the stories we co-create. I love it. So there's no way I couldn't be an artist. So in a lot of ways, yeah, when this thing says, you know, demands this Jeff Foster via Jim Carrey via Ariana Grande, that it's a spiritual exhaustion that we long to stop pretending and express our raw truth, to give voice to our secret loneliness, our shame, our broken hearts, boredom, and brilliant rage. Yeah, abso-fucking-lutely, man. Depression is a, on some level, sure, that idea of what depression is, it's a call to truth. Okay, cool, yeah. I obviously agree with that. I'm trying to make my life about that. Sure, I couldn't get away from it. But I don't think... I don't know. I don't think it really... With these people... I heard this thing once that was like, eccentricity is a luxury of the rich. You know? If you're a very fucking rich person, you've reached a place where your basic needs are going to be fine. And especially if you've reached a place where these two are, where it's not just your basic needs are going to be fine. It's like any whim is going to be fine. And from that place, you decide, whoa. Because in a lot of ways, right, they're giving an even more extreme version of what any of us get on a given day. A very unnatural experience of how people interact with you, how you receive the world, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they're potentially even more overwhelmed. But whatever. Have all these whims and needs, no matter what, taken care of. That puts you in a position where it's an option to have deep rest, to be fucking depressed, and listen to their call for truth and do all of that, right? That's a thing that they can do. You can't fucking do that when you're one of us. You can't do that when you've got a shift. And then another shift, and then another shift. You can't fucking do that. You can be depressed at work, and you can be depressed in traffic and on the hustle home and the hustle back and the trying to get into bed on time and trying to fit into exercise and all the things and trying to be a person. You just be depressed while you do it. And yeah, I know sometimes it gets so fucking bad and so real that you can't do anything, that it just paralyzes you and takes you out of life and society. And if you are rich, for whom eccentricity is an option, a luxury, then you can just fucking tune out and do that. You can be a weirdo. And some of us insist on being weirdos even though we're poor. Fine. We can't help it. So I'm like not even the best candidate for this because I agree with those things, that they're something in my essential unrest. The thing that makes me feel like a ghost sometimes. It makes me feel like manically happy sometimes. It makes me feel completely fucking cripplingly depressed sometimes. Like that thing, most of us cannot live at the whims of our truth. Do you know what I mean? And as much as I or any other person who gets out there in fucking public and tries to express their truth and encourages you to express your truth and to be ruled by your truth and this idea of truth. It's like, we can't all fucking do that. We just can't. We got bills to pay, you know? And we can sit here all fucking day long and be like, oh yeah, the capitalist system is fucked up and bills to pay isn't even right. We should have our needs met and blah, 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 whatever. But not tomorrow. That's just not how it works. Not tomorrow, you know? It's like being in the middle of a war and somebody being like, whoa, this fucking sucks. Isn't this crazy? Like, if we all just wanted to, tomorrow we wouldn't have to be killing each other. We could just be done now. And everyone that around you being like, yeah, we agree. Now they're going to come kill us. So do we want to try to kill them? What do you want? Yeah, you're right. It's like... The machine of humanity moves slowly. Anyway, do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, why it gets my goat a little? Because we're out here fucking struggling, you know? Us fucking humans. We're out here fucking struggling. Some of us are more open and weird about our truth, demanding deep rest than others, right? And some of us fucking exhaust the people around us with that. Hey, this fucking thing inside me demanding deep rest won't shut the fuck up. Things are fucked up all the time. Don't they feel that way to you? I'm losing my fucking mind every day. No, I still don't have another job. I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do either, man. I don't know. Life feels fucking weird. Is it real? I don't know. Yeah, you sound depressed. Sure, I agree with you. You should stop. You should be deep rest and just figure out what your truth is and just go honor that, you know? Okay. But then like a week goes by and you're like, wait, rent's due? Oh, yeah. What are you doing? Well, I was honoring my inner truth. I was trying to listen to my inner truth and get that deep rest I needed. Oh, well, you were supposed to still do a job. You were still supposed to do that in there. Right. Of course. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? So this idea then that you'd include in there, you're not supposed to medicate it away. What? All right, well, what if the fuck it tells me I should kill myself every day? You know? What if it tells me I should kill other people every day? Don't medicate it away. You ever heard of fucking Phineas Gage? You know? Like, you know what happens when people break their brains physically, right? Like, if you know what happens when you take drugs, right? You know, some people, like, get drunk and they put a chemical inside their body and it makes them act different. And you know how, like, yeah, your feet work fine, but some people get born with feet that don't fucking work fine. They're, like, fucked up. And you're like, oh, I could imagine what that would be like to have fucked up feet because I've hurt my foot before and then it didn't function correctly because of the parts. And so I can imagine, oh, somebody could be born with the parts all messed up and that would make life hard. Okay, extrapolate, right? Some people are born with a brain that's totally neurotypical and ups and downs and here and there and that's it and that's you. Have you taken alcohol? Yes. And it made you like kind of a mean drunk, or you've seen people do that where they put a chemical in their brain and their chemical brain changes a little bit? Yes. So you can imagine what it would be like to have a brain with different chemicals that made you do bad fucked up things sometimes. Yes, I can imagine that. Okay. Just like you can imagine having a fucked up foot, right? Yes, I can imagine that. Okay. You know how some people are born with fucked up feet? Yes. Did you ever think, or do you think, or could you accept the possibility that some people are born with fucked up feet in their heads? That their brains have some fucked up chemicals, kind of like you or some other people might have observed when they put different chemicals in there, make them act different ways, and they might be born with a fucked up foot in their head. Do you get that? Oh. So, what do you want me to just deep rest that shit or what? Do you want me to put my fucking foot in a cast even though it was shaped this way when I came out? And do you think that'll just start working like your fucking foot? Huh. Okay. Just bugs me a little, you know? And I'm not one to get on my fucking high horse about anything, because I also love a lot about what that says. And most of the time I spend here on this podcast sort of doing the opposite of being pro-medication. I honor it because of what it's done for me in my life and what I've seen it do for other people. But I've also seen it fuck other people up very close to me. I think, in my fucking opinion, changed them and they never deal with the real problems. The same way being dry drunk. Like, yeah, you got to do that work. You got to listen to your truth inside. You got to start shaping your life to be that. That's true. But telling me that, or anyone, it's not to be medicated away, this thing that demands deep rest. It's not to be medicated away. When you medicate your depression, you're medicating your truth. How could you ever abandon your truth? Big Pharma, that's who wants you to do it. It's like, dude, all of it, it's true and it's true, you know? Yeah, they want to sell pills. They want to sell pills. And sometimes they do it too much. But if you're paying attention to yourself and you're trying to do your work too, I mean, yeah, let's listen to our deep rest instincts. Let's fucking listen to our truth. But you got to put that into your fucking universe, into your reality. Where you're like, I have to solve problems of survival. I'm a fucking adult. And we don't live in a society that's like, hey, just fucking, yeah, adults, fuck off, you know, do whatever you want. Because most of us weren't in fucking Ace Ventura. Anyway, I get it, dude. I fucking wish I was like that. I wish I was like successful and rich and now I could just be weird in interviews and tell the fucking lady on the red carpet, life's not really real though, is it, you know? Yeah, dude, we know. It's more fun to know that life's not really real when, you know, Like, of course, like, I think that, and I'm just a guy. Like, of course you'd think life isn't real when you're that person. Same as Kanye when he's like, I am a god, you know, in his song, I am a god. And everyone's like, you're crazy. It's like, he is crazy, but everything that happens to him is crazy. And if he was alive in Aztec times and he had fucking audiences of 100,000 people every night while he's bathed in red light like he was when I saw him in fucking Outside Lands a few years ago, screaming and yelling. And this was at the height of some fucking bullshit that was going on online. He said this thing, he goes to the crowd, he goes, you'd think from what people say online, you'd think that people don't like me. And the whole crowd fucking screaming. And he was like in so much trouble in the media for whatever it was at the time. And you're like, oh, you think it's weird that he acts crazy? He's like, not wrong. If he was doing it in fucking Aztec times, he'd be a god. He'd be like an emperor god, you know? Like, I don't know. I just feel like little people have these existential crises too. We just don't have the option to give in to them. And even without the option, I still fucking do it. And my life's a mess, you know? In some ways. At least it feels that way. I'm just a fucking person trying to figure it out every month. And that is like, I don't know. I could have just kept being a total self-destructive maniac and never gotten medicated and been like, fuck it, dude. This is my truth. Been this like electric. I'm just an artist. Were you a fucking artist or were you just like drunk so much? Trying to make fucking drama at everywhere you could. Stirring up the most interesting and insane human situation possible at every moment because life is just so lush and beautiful and crazy and so fucked up and sharp and this bleeding, breathing existence. Like, I still feel that way, but also I don't want to hurt myself and people around me all the time with my insanity. And I take some medication now and I take some practices a little bit more seriously where, like, even a couple weeks ago, if I don't take the schedule, if I don't pay attention to take care of myself, I start to fucking lose my mind. And I would love to lose my mind. And you know what? When society collapses and the pills aren't available and it's all fucking Mad Max out there and we're just like fucking killing each other for water, fine. I won't need medication and being extra crazy will be a fucking bonus for me, you know? It'll be a boon. I don't know. But until then, it's like, I'd rather be helped along with, like, something that helps my truth pipe down a little bit, helps me access other truths that are just as real to me. Like, I'm fine, and I'm capable. And, like, yeah, life is so weird and fucked up, but also it's not. Also, like, it just is what it is. It's a lot of people out there trying to do good for each other and trying to help each other out and just trying to live. It's a lot of that. And honestly, I do believe there's virtue in steady work. This like chop wood, carry water thing. This, motion, the state of no mind, this thing. Or even just the puritanical ideas of like work having its own reward. Just doing the work, doing the rhythms, being in there. Steadiness and quieter emotions that I didn't think were so important. Reliability, you know? Being able to help people and these are difficult, not as sexy things as like this loud truth that needs your brilliant rage. Man, if we were all accessing our fucking brilliant rage about what's going on in the world that is true, whatever. Maybe we just should do that and then like be screaming in the streets all the fucking time or whatever. But I honestly think we'll just get there again when we're killing each other for water. So whatever. It's a beautiful notion. It's a beautiful like burning brain notion. It's a beautiful like, I'm so burning brain. I'm so beautiful. I'm so special. So are you. Everybody is. Let's ignite each other's flame. I love it. I love it. We're artists. We're artists. It's great. It's a beautiful thing. But peace is also beautiful. And trying to show up for the people closer in your life and stop being like a drain on them constantly, making an effort that direction, you know? And I don't know why. I'm sorry I phrase it so negatively. I just still have some tapes in my head that aren't like great all the time. I guess more like making an effort to just be able to contribute back to people who have contributed so much to me. And people who will need things that have never given anything to me that maybe I can help because other people have done that for me. And just being part of this thing together. I don't know, I sound like such a fucking communist when I say that shit, you know? But I think this kind of beautiful individualism and burning rage thing can exist in us in the same place as something where we have some virtue in taking care of yourself, taking care of others, and making some sacrifices. And one of those sacrifices might be like you're burning rage all the time. And maybe there's a little bit of a lie, honestly. It's not deep rest in response to some like serious truth. You know, I get fucking out of my mind. I've had manic episodes and speedy, fun, positive, happy times. I feel so fucking amazing. It's the guy, it's the person on cocaine fucking being like, let's start a restaurant. You should start a restaurant. Let's be so good. Let's do a restaurant. Write it. Let's write that. Let's do that. Like, not every fucking powerful instinct is real and true. And taking that steadily is a good thing. So I don't know. There's a lot of beautiful ideas in that, but I just had those thoughts. I just wanted to just say that for like the fucking grouch in me, right? With mental health stuff, sees these people talking about mental health, seeing about, oh, it's not depression. Don't medicate it away. It's deep rest. It's not depressed. It's deep rest. You need deep rest. Fuck yeah, we do, dude. I was like, must be nice. Yeah, we need fucking deep rest. When? Where? How? We have to find it in our little ways. And we have to try to be available to take care of people around us. And that's what I was saying. The medication earlier, like, I'm not really a proponent of medication. I'm always saying, like, we're trying to, I think we can visualize and realize and master ourselves and try. We have to empower ourselves with the ability to get better. And part of that reality, empowering yourselves and believing in an ability to get better, is about acknowledging the realities of these limitations and these difficulties that face us. And that, quite frankly, if the truth I'm supposed to honor, the brilliant rage, is saying, fucking kill yourself or fuck everybody around you and who cares about the consequences, do the fuck you want, I'm sorry. I don't want to honor that deep, brilliant, raging, fucking burning truth inside of me. I don't really think that's what it is. I don't think that's what it is. I don't think depression is a call to truth. I just don't. Some of it I do. Existentially, sure. Global warming or whatever. People made it this far, though. We could probably turn it around still. And if we don't, you know, I mean, that's just, I don't know. That's also just people. We, you know, used to kill each other a lot more than we do now. And that's saying something. So still the best time to be alive as a person. Just is. Anyway, that's me. This is me brain breathing. I'm going to go out of town this week. I really fucking loved that last episode where we did a hour of Good Bad Brain. So we're going to continue that. I don't know if I will be doing one of those from the road or just do another brain breather next week. What I'm doing is I'm traveling with Allie. She's my girlfriend and she does ologies. And we just don't get that much time. She's one of these people that's also so fucking busy and we're just so busy. So we don't get to go on trips and do stuff all the time together. So we're going to do this road trip together. And she's going to interview 11 different ologists. I'll be around the Midwest kind of areas. And so next week might be a brain breather. Might be able to finagle some talks from the road. But I will be in touch with some of y'all if you're interested. I know some of you are still. So I'm going to... I don't respond to those right away. I kind of keep them fresh so I know what to go click on and respond to later. But I will reach out to some of you to do more of Our Good Bad Brains. I really enjoyed those. Obviously I'm not a fucking professional at anything, but these are just my thoughts about this stuff. And, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm just having just this proletariat response to this thing. I don't know. The heroes of all the stories, you know, the heroes of all the stories. Yeah, that's it. If you enjoy this, please throw some cash at patreon.com/mygoodbadbrain. And leave us some reviews if you dig it. Man, I've really been super appreciative of Good Bad Brain lately. Really, really very much so. It's beautiful. And the people who stay in touch with that are beautiful. It's I don't know, it's a special thing. I really I've been feeling good and I've been feeling grateful. A lot of that's because of this, so thanks, y'all. All right, I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.